It's 1417 in Singapore and it's 0817 in Oslo, where our next story takes us. Because a new TV show in Norway has been raising some eyebrows in Moscow. Occupied tells a story about a Norway in which power has been seized by radical environmentalists, and then Russia invades to restore the Norwegian oil industry. Well, the producers say the series is about Norway and Norwegians, not Russia or Russians, but it has upset the Russian ambassador, who doesn't like seeing his country playing the part of the aggressor. Well, our Norway contributor, Lars Bevanger, joins me now on the line. Thank you for joining us, Lars. It is a pretty fantastical story, really, isn't it? And TV dramas tend to do just that. I suppose, though, given the current geopolitical climate, you can kind of understand, though, why some in Russia might be a little upset about this.
Yes, you might understand that. Of course, for Norwegians, not for many years at least, has not been a likely scenario that Russian troops will cross into Norway across the border that we do share with that large country. But in recent years, we've seen that Russia has done that in the other neighbouring countries like in Ukraine. So of course this series, which was started developing it back in 2008, which was before the invasion of Crimea, of course, it's become far more, if not likely, at least a more topical theme, if you like.
Okay, I mean, this is not just any series or any small series on Norwegian TV. It's a big deal. It's the most, I believe, the most expensive drama production ever on Norwegian television. So all eyes, or many eyes, will be upon it.
Oh, absolutely, and it's already been sold to many other European countries, so you might understand why the Russians are saying that they're upset. Now, there hasn't been any official words from Moscow, as far as I can see. It's the Russian ambassador to Oslo who's been asked by the Russian news agency, TASS, what he thought about this idea. Of course, he, like anyone, all of us, hasn't seen the series yet because it's not airing until later in September, but he might have seen the trailer like I have, and in it you see Russian troops basically taking over the country. Now, the series is actually looking at how Russian troops are being asked by the EU, with backing of the USA, to actually take control of Norway in order to get the oil and gas businesses up and running again. And this is because in this fictional universe, there's an energy crisis in the world, and Norway, being an important oil and gas producer, of course, needs to be back on stream, the wider global society thinks. So it's not like Russia is attacking a NATO country, which would, of course, trigger a NATO retaliation. So it's not pitching the West against Russia. It's a little bit more nuanced.
Indeed. It's not as black and white a story, I suppose, as the newspaper headlines might suggest. And one wonders, actually, if after the event, Russia might actually be pleased by its depiction in this fictional universe.
Well, as far as I can understand, they're portrayed as a little bit of a saviour of the society as we know. The radical green government has taken power in this series, shutting down oil and gas production in Norway. Of course, it leads to falling welfare in Norway, a country which is highly dependent on this income. Unemployment skyrockets, people are feeling the pinch, and it portrays what Norwegians, the common man and woman in the street, think about, you know, how much freedom are we willing to forego in order to maintain our standard of living. I think that's going to be more of the focus of the piece than the actual Russian invasion.
Coming back, though, I suppose, into the real world, and we did see Russia undertaking some kind of covert military exercises in Norway's neck of the woods. There was that mysterious submarine which was being tracked in and around Sweden. What's the climate been like in terms of cross-border relations between Norway, other parts of Scandinavia, and Russia? How have things calmed, if at all, since those military manoeuvres?
Well, the relationship between Scandinavia, the Nordic countries, and Russia has definitely soured, especially since the invasion of Crimea. We see more increased activity along the Norwegian border. There has been probably violations of airspace and sea areas in Sweden and in Finland. So far, there has been no violation of airspace in Norway across Norwegian territory, but there are very many Russian airplanes flying very, very close to the border. There's an escalation there. There's also a bit of a trade war going between Norway and Russia at the moment. The Russians do not want to import Norwegian salmon, and this is, of course, in retaliation to the sanctions that the West has imposed on Russia since the invasion of Crimea. Norway's had a very good relationship with Russia for many years, and it was Russian troops that liberated the north of Norway from the German Nazi occupation back in 1945. So, of course, people in the north of Norway will remember that. So for them, seeing Russian troops on television coming across the border has completely different connotations to maybe the younger generation from the south.
But real-life tensions over salmon imports. I guess sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Lars Bevinger, our Norway contributor, thank you very much for joining us on The Globalist.